Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I like gardening. I like the peas and quiet. My friend John doesn't. If he could write a top 10 list, it would look like this. The top 10 reasons I'll start gardening on my 140th birthday. Number 10, dirt under your fingernails. Number 9, it's like watching the Titanic movie. It takes forever, and you already know what's going to happen. Number 8, slugs. Number 7, if I want veggies, I'll buy them in stores. Number 6, gardeners can be judgmental. A friend doesn't just garden his own garden, he rents a garden away from his garden in which to garden. When I informed him that I do not garden, he looked at me suspiciously like I'd just cracked open a can of tuna on an airplane and was eating it with both hands. Number 5, thistles. Number 4 on John's list of reasons he hates gardening, slugs. I know I mentioned them before, but they are repulsive little miniature chainsaws that ooze slippery mucus. Nothing is worth that. Number 3, the work never ends. I paint a room, I'm done. I weed a garden, I'm not done. Not ever. Number 2, gardens remind me of my own inevitable demise. They sprout, they bloom, they die. And the number 1 reason John dislikes gardening, the only vegetable I have ever grown successfully is fungus. Well, I still like gardening, John. You never know what's going to turn up. God put us in a garden, and I like dirt. I really dig it. This spring, I learned that you can plant cucumber seeds, put the pots in the oven. Don't turn the oven on, of course, but just leave the light on, and they will germinate in record time. It works! I got a little greedy with it in late April, leaving them in night after night, admiring their eagerness to stretch their tiny leaves toward the ceiling. They thrived. I could almost taste the pickles we would can come August. By the way, these dills we make are good. Our kids steal them. We have to hide them when the kids arrive. Where are the pickles, they ask? We hid them, I say. Dill with it. And they do. Quart jars are hard to hide. They find them. They eat them. They hide them in their cars. The cucumbers were now 3 and 4 inches tall, but I wanted more from them. So before leaving for work one day, I slid that skid of cukes into the oven. You can do better, I said. And they knew I was right. At lunch, I arrived home. Ramona met me, looking like she had just crashed our car. What happened? I asked. Your cucumbers, she said. I baked them. She was right. 5 minutes warming up the oven to 350 degrees had left them a golden brown and melted the pots. Well, I couldn't believe what happened next. I started to laugh, and I couldn't stop. Why? 2 reasons. Number 1, I've always regretted my response when our son Steve drove our minivan into the cement pillar that held up the roof of my mother-in-law's deck. He was traumatized enough without my anger. I should have said, back up and hit it again, son. Number 2, that very morning the cucumbers were baked, our granddaughter Maya was rushed by ambulance to a hospital where her life was spared. Baked cucumbers were the least of our concerns. Be slow to anger, says James 1:19, and I'm learning the joy of such behavior. I've also learned to put a little note on the oven when I'm about to employ it as an incubator. My wife has learned to always look in the oven before turning it on. You never know what will be in there. Cucumbers, Lego, a cat, a can of tuna, a DVD of the Titanic, fungus, a pair of shoes.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.